The Borderland is home to a growing number of filmmakers and film series and festivals, and with that growth invariably comes discussion of financial support. One of the region's major charitable foundations is giving a boost to the area's film community through the creation of several film-related funds. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. The Paso del Norte Community Foundation supports a number of initiatives and programs that are making our border community better, and recently established five funds specifically designed to promote filmmaking and film-related events in the region. Joining me to discuss the latest film funds are Tracy Yellen, CEO of the Paso del Norte Community Foundation, and Carlos Corral of the El Paso Film Festival, and Angie Reza Torres of the Film Frontera Filmmaker Showcase. Two of the organizations with named funds at the foundation, I might add. Welcome.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
What a week. What a week. El Paso Giving Day is coming up on the 14th. Early Giving Week has been going for several days with record amounts of donations to all of the funds, Tracy, that are part of El Paso Giving Day. October, though, was kind of a coming out, I think, for Paso del Norte Community Foundation with relation to its film-related funds. I was thinking back over this last month where we had Cine Fantastico, which is an outgrowth of one of the new film funds at the Paso del Norte Community Foundation. We had Film Frontera Showcase. We had El Paso Film Festival, all with Paso del Norte Community Foundation connections and support. This has been brewing for a year, but I feel like people need to know that this is all happening now.
It's been so exciting for us. Our Paso del Norte Community Foundation was established in 2013, you know, to improve education, health, economic development, social services, the arts, and quality of life. Mm-hmm. And very early on, we received calls from artists working on projects that were community-based and needed a home to be able to support their work. That has since evolved into all of these different film festivals and film activities and development. And we've been so proud to be affiliated with Carlos and Viviana and Angie and, you know, all of the great people that have made this possible. It's giving a platform for this amazing artistic expression so that people in the film business like this, you know, in some cases they're startups, and so they need a financial home. In some cases it allows the founders to focus on what's important, which is producing these events, and then we help support that, the back-end operations.
I love that. Carlos and Angie, I mean, you guys are veterans of making films and also creating events, as am I. I often find it's human nature that we prefer to talk about programming and creative side of things, but underlying it is the need for financial support. And what does it mean, Carlos, to have an official fund like this where you can raise money and do that tax-deductible donation from donors and know that there's a support mechanism for an event like the El Paso Film Festival?
I think it's great, mostly because, you know, El Paso didn't have a name festival until 2018, until last year. You know, Austin, Dallas, Houston, they've all got their name festivals, some of them going on 15 years, 25 years. And I very much thank the Paso del Norte Community Foundation for kind of, I was going to say, showing me the light on what is possible. I think it's great that we've been able to get our name out there. But better yet, I think we've created kind of a great beacon for independent filmmakers, not just El Pasoans who are here, but El Pasoans who are in New York, L.A., Austin, wherever they may be, that your city now has a name festival. So come home and show us your work.
And Angie, when you're raising money, I know Film Frontera is 4 years old now. And now that you have a legitimate fund there that's being managed by really the region's largest charitable organization, does that make it easier now for you to raise money from donors?
Absolutely. It's wonderful, as Tracy was saying earlier, to have that backbone of support and to know that that's there when you need it, which is constantly, you know.
Right.
And yeah, so that we can take our focus back to where it needs to be in the community with the filmmakers themselves and being able to think a little bit more creatively about our programming. And then, you know, for us, it's our mission is very much about sharing stories from our region and dispelling a lot of myths about it and then taking it on tour around the country. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whether it's local, regional, national, to have that support and not have to worry about it is such a wonderful thing.
Cine Fantastico, which we mentioned, is a project of Paso del Norte Community Foundation. That was in early October. And that screens important restorations of Mexican classic films, which have a connection back to the area through the Calderon brothers, who owned the Colon Theater and other prominent Spanish language theaters here on the, in the borderland, who went on to make films. And our friend Viviana Garcia Besney, her archive in Mexico that's been restoring these films, it's an important way to raise money locally and tell this important history about El Paso and our connection to the Mexican film industry that I think was almost lost, that history. There's two other film funds, though, Tracy, that there's the Paso del Norte Film Fund and the Rio Bravo Film Fund. And those are really interesting because they're more generic. The three we were just talking about are specific to events, festivals, and screening series. But these are really intriguing because they can also be used to support direct filmmaking, correct?
Yeah, so the Paso del Norte Film Fund was established to support projects, whereas the El Paso Film Festival or Film Frontera or Permanencia may be longer-term operations and annual operations. I think the Paso del Norte Film Fund gives you the flexibility to support individual projects as the needs arise for, you know, almost seed capital, social venture capital, to be able to support the production of really creative works.
So gifts to those, and the Rio Bravo Film Fund is another one that near and dear to my heart, full disclosure, I helped set that up. But those can receive donations, tax-deductible donations from the community and grant out to actual film projects and series. But I'm really delighted to see that some of that money is going directly to filmmakers who are making things here.
Yeah, and so as long as the projects are charitable in nature, we're able to facilitate those contributions to these works. And, you know, ideally someday they're not just charitable projects, right? They're full on ventures, and that's great. And that'll be a good problem for these entities if they are ever set free in that at some time to come.
Angie and Carlos, I'm thinking, coming from the film side of things, the creation side of things, though, you know, my impression is we've never been at a place where we are now, where there are so many talented people. El Paso has the tools and talent to make a sustainable film community where people don't feel like they have to leave. And now with these film funds and interest in giving to local productions, it just seems like this is part of the next step in the maturing of our film community, that these funds exist.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. We, you know, right after our film festival, there were many filmmakers, and after your film festival too, many filmmakers that came up to me saying, you know, I live in Austin or New York or LA. I should be back here. Like, you know, it's vibrant again, and this is exciting.
Feels like something's happening.
Yeah. You know, I didn't know that we could do this. And so for, again, just going back to the support of these funds and of the Paso del Norte Community Foundation, it's wonderful to be able to now not only help ourselves, but for us to help other filmmakers and inspire them and want them to come back and do work here.
Right.
And yeah, I have to agree with Angie that what you guys are doing with Paso del Norte Community Foundation is you're helping us plant the seeds. So yes, the two of us, I'm sure, will one day become full-fledged nonprofits, but it's always great to know that we have a home with you guys. And I got the same feedback as Angie did. You know, people from out of town, San Antonio, Austin, LA, they were like, this is how you guys put on a show in El Paso? I'm like, okay, we need to start sending more movies over here. And I'm like, great, you come and we'll throw the party.
And I don't want to suggest that money is the most important thing, but it is the one aspect that I find particularly creatives don't like to talk about as much as they should. They don't plan for. Nobody really likes fundraising. But with all the resources of the Paso del Norte Community Foundation, it just adds so much ease with doing that and creates avenues for giving that makes it easier on you guys and other creatives in the community. Tracy, do you see as part of this maturation that, as Carlos was mentioning, that, you know, one day you might be helping him set up his own 501c3. So you're supporting it now, but you also might help that growth become independent.
Absolutely. I mean, we're a home when it matters, and a way to leverage certain partners and contributions to support the kind of startup phase in particular of the fund. So
it's a good way of looking at it.
The Museums and Cultural Affairs Department has been a great partner of all of these organizations so far. So it gives them a place to be able to support this artistic and film work in our community. And when the time is right and it makes sense, and the current funds are ready to be our separate 501c3 and have learned, you know, how do you prepare financial statements? How do you do tax letters? How do you report to the IRS? I mean, those are kind of the hidden contributions that we're able to make, and the support that our staff are able to provide to these great partners.
Let me turn our attention to El Paso Giving Day, which is going on right now, the early giving week, which leads into Giving Day, which is on the 14th coming up. This year was a little different. You have raised an enormous amount of money, gone way past anything you've done in the past, partially with the help of a Walmart matching grant early in the giving week. As people learn about these film funds and other funds, they can go to ElPasoGivingDay.org, correct, and see all the funds and all of the organizations you're raising money for this week?
Right. So this is the fourth annual El Paso Giving Day. It's a phenomenon that's happened around the country, and we thought it was really important to bring it to our community. The objective is to reach out to new and younger donors and shine a really positive spotlight on all of the great work of charitable organizations and what they contribute to our community. Walmart has stepped up to match up to the first $1 million this year. We think we're going to blow by that. Today's just the first day, or this week is, you know, just early in the early giving
right.
period. We're certain that we'll blow past that number. So
you far exceeded last year's giving already.
Yeah, it's amazing. Every year we've doubled. You know, it started at 100,000 the first year, and last year we were at, you know, nearly 400,000. And so we'll be well over $2 million with the matching funds. There are really neat incentive prizes on El Paso Giving Day. And so every hour you can, nonprofits, if they have the most number of donors or most number of gifts, they can win additional prizes, $1,000. They've been sponsored by lots of generous other corporate partners in our community that who we're really grateful to. So we encourage everyone to log on to ElPasoGivingDay.org. I'll add one more component. Walmart has also supported a second piece, which is called El Paso Giving Time.
Right.
And they will contribute $5 for every volunteer hour to nonprofits between November 15th to December 31st,
okay.
up to $500,000. So it doesn't end on Giving Day. It doesn't end during the early giving period. It doesn't end on Giving Day. This is
to foster volunteerism.
Yeah, absolutely, and activate and value the incredible amount of volunteer time that people give to nonprofits in our community.
Well, it all happens with these funds and with the tremendous work that you're putting into this and the other fund managers. Tracy, Carlos, Angie, thanks for coming in today. It's tremendous to see the financial support in the region really building for filmmaking and film-related projects. So I can't thank you all enough, and good luck on Giving Day.
Thank you.
Thank you,
so thank
you, Charles, and for all your leadership with all these funds.
Yes.
My pleasure.
Yes, thank you.
I've been discussing the new film funds that have been created at the Paso del Norte Community Foundation and how they are supporting community film initiatives. My guests today were Carlos Corral, director of the El Paso Film Festival, Angie Reza Torres, founder of the Film Frontera Filmmaker Showcase, and Tracy Yellen, CEO of the Paso del Norte Community Foundation. The Paso del Norte Community Foundation's annual Giving Day is next Thursday, but an early giving week is already underway, and all donations were being matched up to $1 million by Walmart, and it's amazing the outpouring that they've already seen. Please give to a film fund or other community organization, and you can check out all of those organizations at ElPasoGivingDay.org. On Film's producer is Seth Van Meter. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.